The tech that will change your life in 2021. In the Wall Street Journal by staff writers. Reality assisted, not augmented. When will Apple release a pair of smart glasses? Probably not in 2021. And while Google made a big step in this category this summer by acquiring North, a pioneer in projection glasses, it canceled the second version of North's glasses as it plots its future. It's actually Facebook that declared it will launch smart glasses in 2021, and they'll be Ray-Bans. Facebook's chief executive Mark Zuckerberg said in September, these glasses will be the next step on the road to augmented reality. They won't feature virtual objects that appear to interact with the real world. AR headsets, like Microsoft's HoloLens, might deliver an immersive experience, but they're still expensive and cumbersome. Assisted reality glasses, which project text, images, and even video feeds into a person's field of view, are of more value now, says Brian Ballard, CEO of remote expertise company Upskill. Businesses have found utility in remote video conferencing that hovers in workers' field of view or turn-by-turn directions they don't have to look down to follow. A healthy distance. At-home health is here to stay. Downloads of health and fitness apps grew by 46% worldwide in the first half of 2020, according to Moen Gage, a marketing research firm. Peloton, maker of smart spin bikes and treadmills, said it tripled its revenue in the quarter ended in September. Lululemon, Athletica, acquired Mirror, a wall-mounted panel that streams fitness classes in June. Doctor checkups are changing too. Hospitals use phone, interactive video, and messaging to minimize contact with coronavirus patients after fast-tracking new telemedicine systems. In March, federal authorities loosened health privacy regulation to allow healthcare providers to facilitate visits over FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, Zoom, or Skype. PlushCare, a virtual primary care provider, saw a 460% increase in patient signups in 2020. Ryan McQuaid, the company's CEO, doesn't think the bump is a short-term response to a crisis, citing the time-consuming nature of in-person visits. On average, Americans spend over 20 minutes in the waiting room alone, he said.